As the U.S. government shutdown drags on, a new opinion poll shows that U.S. citizens are more displeased than ever with Washington. In the CBS poll, nearly 9 in 10 say they are unhappy with the way things are going in the Capitol. U.S. President Barack Obama cancels a trip to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit as the American government shutdown enters a fourth day. Obama made that decision to put pressure on Republicans to immediately allow a vote to reopen the government. The two sides are still at odds over a new budget that could lead the U.S. to a default. Fresh clashes erupt between supporters and opponents of Egypt's ousted president, Mohamed Morsi. The two sides clashed in the Shubra district of the capital, Cairo. At least 5 people have been killed and many others injured during the scuffles. The army has blocked roads, preventing Morsi supporters from gathering in Liberation Square, Al Tayaran and Nasr City. An Italian Senate committee has approved a motion to expel former Premier Silvio Berlusconi from Parliament. Now the full chamber will have to formally approve the motion, which came in response to Berlusconi's tax fraud conviction at Italy's top court. If approved, Berlusconi will be out of Parliament for the first time since 1994. Kenya's Red Cross says 18 people are still missing from the attack on a mall in Nairobi 2 weeks ago. Rescue workers are still searching through the debris of the luxury shopping center. The mall was destroyed in an attack by gunmen that left at least 67 dead. Iran's defense minister says the aggressive remarks made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu show Tehran's political success in the international arena. Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan dismissed Israel's threat of a military strike against Iran, saying most Americans favor dialogue with Iran rather than military action. Yemenis in the northern city of Sa'ada have once again taken to the streets to condemn U.S. and Israeli interference in their country's affairs. Protesters expressed anger over the deadly U.S. drone strikes in their country. They also called for the downfall of the government. FIFA's president says the organization is still undecided on which season to hold the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Sepp Blatter also told reporters that FIFA cannot ignore reports of rights abuses of the World Cup construction workers in Qatar. Reports say dozens of migrant workers have died on construction projects linked to the World Cup.